This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Live, and we're launching into the third hour of the first of three nights live from the Liberty Forum. And thank you to everyone who has come in here to join us tonight in our remote studio in the Hawthorne Room. The Hawthorne Room here at the Liberty Forum 2016 version of this event. First one ever since the completion of the Free State Project. Since the Free State Project has reached its goal of 20,000 liberty-loving people who are moving to New Hampshire, they've pledged to pull up their roots, grab their businesses if they have one, take their families with them, and get here to get active to achieve liberty in our lifetime, or at least to get as close to it as we possibly can. And we'll be talking throughout the weekend, because we're live also on Friday and Saturday night. This is our Thursday edition. We'll be talking throughout the weekend with some of the great guest speakers that will be here at the Liberty Forum. And, Daryl, who are you excited about seeing, or what are you excited about seeing this weekend here at Liberty Forum?
Edward Snowden and Lynn Ulbricht.
Okay, excellent.
And I am not saying Lynn just because she's sitting to my right, but I often get asked the question, since I am running for president, I get asked the question, what's the first thing you would do if elected? And I always say I would pardon Ross Ulbricht, Chelsea Manning, and drop all charges against Edward Snowden.
And then release all the other peaceful prisoners from federal custody while you're at it. So welcome, Lynn Ulbricht, back to Free Talk Live.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for coming once again to this event. You must like it here because you've come back. What is this, your third Liberty Forum now?
It's my second. I love it here.
Second Liberty Forum.
And Pork Fest.
And you've done two Pork Fests, right?
I'd move to New Hampshire, but I have to stay near Ross.
I understand. Now, wait a minute. Where are they keeping him?
Well, he just moved from the Manhattan facility. They just moved him 2 days ago to Brooklyn. I just got a message from a fellow wife of, well, she's a wife of a prisoner. She said, I don't know if you know, but Ross has moved. And I'm like, no.
Surprise.
I was about to get on train and go see him. And it was a weird feeling. I didn't know where he was going. I didn't know who had him. And it really gave me a taste of, you know, in totalitarian states, it's kind of like you disappear and never hears
right.
from you again.
Right.
It's like he has no control. I have no control. And it really...
One would think that the prison would actually wind up notifying the family.
No, why would they? They have no obligation to do that. One who knows a thing or two about prisons or jails would know that they wouldn't do something like that because they...
I'm just saying one would think that they would.
If they were compassionate or
if something happened and he wound up, you know, going into like the sick bay for a week, one would think that the family would be notified, hey, by the way, your loved one is currently ill and has been in the infirmary for a week.
You'd probably only find something like that out if you happened to call and then they told you why that he couldn't come to the phone.
Well, and they took him the day before visiting day, and we lined up for his aunt, who's here tonight, too, to see him. She'd come from Virginia. They don't care. That's not something that they care.
So
they could have waited till Thursday.
Want to give our listeners a brief, as brief as possible, summary of who Ross Ulbricht is, your son. 29, 30? How old is
he now? He's 31 now.
31 now, but he was, I think, 29 or so when he was arrested by the Federal Bureau of Investigation and a multi-jurisdictional kind of task force, DEA agents, Secret Service, two of whom are now spending time in federal prison for corruption.
One of whom attempted to flee the country before going to prison.
And so Ross was targeted by the FBI for being the alleged operator of the Silk Road, which was the most infamous and successful underground darknet so-called marketplace, which was basically an open market where all manner of different interesting things could be bought and sold. And he did admit in his defense that he was the creator of the Silk Road.
Was the creator, and he was the person that was arrested for operating, but he maintains that he was not the Dread Pirate Roberts the entire time that the Silk Road was in operation.
Dread Pirate Roberts being the code name of the operator of the site.
Yes.
And unfortunately, the trial was a sham from
top to bottom. Ross and his attorneys, who are not cheap attorneys, were not able to present the defense that they wanted to present. And they, without getting into all the details about the ridiculous behavior of this judge and all the stuff that happened there, it was a travesty. He was put behind bars. But one of the most important things that was excluded from his trial was the fact that the DEA agent who was investigating him, Karl Marc Forst IV, and a Secret Service agent, I believe it was Sean Bridges, were under investigation or indictment at that time, I forget which, for being corrupt and stealing money from the Silk Road and extorting money from the Silk Road.
The defense knew about one of those two. I forget who it was, but they did not know about the other one.
Right, but they knew enough to where they should have been able to bring this information up during trial to say, hey, look, this evidence that you're using to try to convict Ross was gathered by someone who is completely corrupt and is now in, I think he's actually in prison at this point.
And the defense also was not able to even question the FBI agent that supposedly found the location of the server by some magical leprechaun on a flying unicorn.
Yeah, we still don't know how.
And I'd say that that's not what was written in the report, but what was written in the report is just as ridiculous as claiming that it was a magical leprechaun on a flying unicorn.
And he was not at trial. He was the head of the investigation. He was signed the criminal complaint. He supposedly found the server. He was intricately involved, and he didn't show up at trial and was barely mentioned. So he couldn't be cross-examined.
It was just ridiculous. And then, you know, he ended up being convicted, sentenced to life in prison.
Yeah, double life.
It's just a tragic thing because he's a really talented young man, and it's a shame that we have not been able to meet him in person. He did send me a Christmas letter, which was awfully nice, and I sadly haven't written it back, but it's still sitting there, and I'm going to do that at some point. And having spent
Gerald
a little bit,
too.
Right, having spent a little bit of time in behind bars, not near what he has done, I know how it can go in there, where the days just sort of meld together, and it can kind of be a good thing because once you're in there for a month, you can be in there for longer than that. If you can handle a month, you can handle longer than that because time just sort of doesn't really mean what it normally means when you're on the inside of and there's nothing going on, you know. Is he working at all? Do you know about like what he's doing in prison?
Well, the last thing he did was teach a GED class. He's taught a few classes, and in fact, there's four letters from inmates on our website that were submitted to the judge saying, look, this guy doesn't need more than the minimum, please. Mm-hmm. He made a difference for three of them, I believe it was three or four, getting into college. He's very generous with his intelligence and education, and they attest to that. Then he got involved with helping with the appeal, so he stopped, and now he's just been moved. But he's done a lot of tutoring and that kind of thing in there.
And so you've moved up because you were in Austin, Texas
right.
before.
We moved
you're now
close
in
enough
New York
to be able to visit him. Yes,
that makes sense. Okay, yeah. So your whole family came, or you and your husband?
Well, my husband
came up?
And I, yeah.
And do you know if Ross is actually getting all of the mail that people are sending him? Are they, you know, like censoring stuff out, not letting him get his mail?
Well, I know he gets mail. So it's hard to say if he's getting all the mail. And yes, they read everything. And so I don't really know.
But I wonder if they let him actually get the newspapers that I send him every month.
I'll ask him.
Yeah. So I don't know if they always give notice when they take mail. I know that when I was
not.
Right. Well, it depends on the facility. Probably
I've never been notified that anything was rejected. Like nothing has ever come back returned to sender. And I've actually had stuff when Derek J was in jail in the Keene Spiritual Retreat. I've sent him some stuff, and the police actually, or not the police, the jail guards actually took pictures of what I sent. And they gave Derek the pictures, and they returned everything to me.
Weird.
Your tax money at work.
Yeah. Yes. So, Lynn, you are, of course, behind FreeRoss.org, which is the website at which one could go to contribute money to the what will likely be expensive appeal. It was expensive to go to court the first time, and it's going to be expensive to go back to court at the appeals level. I want to talk more about the appeal. Can you stick with us and get into that with us here? FreeRoss.org, that's where you can go. You're accepting Bitcoin, PayPal, old-fashioned check.
Yep.
If someone wants to send a check
Absolutely.
To assist with this.
We've gotten a silver bullet. We've gotten...
Really? I know who sent that, I think.
Oh, yeah.
So good stuff here. We're going to continue with Lynn Ulbricht. If you've got a question, by the way, you can call in. I haven't mentioned that here, but you know, just because we have a guest in the studio doesn't mean that you are prohibited from joining the conversation. Our toll-free number is 855-453. We're here live at Liberty Forum 2016, 855-450-3733. Lynn Ulbricht on the air with us here from the Radisson Hotel in downtown Manchester. It's a great space for a convention. It's going to be an awesome weekend, and it's only just getting started, so there's still plenty of time for you to come up and join us here on Free Talk Live. We'll be broadcasting live every single night.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-965-1170.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Think you might be bloated? Call now for a free trial of Nubiotics and see how much flatter it makes your belly. You might be surprised. But hurry, call now for details while these free trials last. 1-800-965-1170. That's 1-800-965-1170. 1-800-965-1170.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk. Talk Live. We're here live at the Liberty Forum in Manchester, New Hampshire, up in the Hawthorne Room with a wonderful studio audience who's come out here for the first night of what will be three nights of broadcasting here live from the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. It's a convention thrown by the Free State Project, the first one that they've done since the completion of the Free State Project. It's the ninth total Liberty Forum. So there have been nine of these events. I've had the pleasure of being at every single one of them. So we're going to continue with Lynn Ulbricht. But first, Daryl, tell me something important.
I have been using Superbeets to help maintain my heart health. It's a superfood powder that I've been putting in smoothies. And, you know, most of the time beets have a really horrible taste. Well, super beets have absolutely no taste that I'm able to detect at all. And, again, I put it in a smoothie. You can put it in a glass of water or pretty much anything else, yogurt if you want. It's an all-natural dietary nitrate that is in the super beets. They're sourced from non-GMO beets, and they help boost my circulation and support my healthy blood pressure naturally. I feel an energy boost in about 20 minutes, and if you don't feel the same thing, you pay nothing guaranteed. Get a 30-day supply free with your first order. You'll also get nitric oxide indicator strips, free to use before and after drinking Superbeets to see that it's working in your body. Plus, you get the free book, Beat the Odds, and all of this comes to you with free shipping. 800-951-8940, ftlbeats.com. 800-951-8940, ftlbeats.com.
We're back here with Lynn Ulbricht. She is the mother of Ross Ulbricht, the creator of the Silk Road, who's now sentenced to life in prison. Hopefully, there's a chance to overturn that in an upcoming appeal, which who knows when that's going to happen. Lynn, has there been any kind of date yet scheduled? I know the appeal paperwork was filed this year, like within the last month or so, if I'm recalling correctly.
Yeah, January 12th.
So the same attorney, I presume, yes, who was involved with the defense, is now filing the appeal. And one of the, I'm sure there are multiple facets to it, mm-hmm, but one of the factors is the fact that Karl Mark Forrest, the DEA agent, was found to have been corrupt and have been engaging in extortion and stealing from Ross and the Silk Road while he was supposed to be investigating the Silk Road. So the fact that this guy who investigated the case turns out to be a corrupt agent plus another corrupt agent from the Secret Service. So we're up to at least two corrupt agents, and we don't know how many other corrupt agents there were, because for our listeners who've been paying close attention to this story, there's another character involved in this. Variety Jones was supposedly Ross's, one of his mentors, one of his like programming mentors behind the Silk Road. And Variety Jones was recently arrested. He was trying to get arrested previously. He had contacted the feds saying, there's someone threatening me who claims to be an agent, someone who's not Karl Mark Forrest or Sean Bridges, the two corrupt agents, someone else, likely within the FBI, who is, he claims, right? Like, you know, there's no way to prove these claims, but he claims that this corrupt agent proved to him that he was indeed an agent. The way he proved it was that he told Variety Jones about things that were going to happen that had not yet happened. So he told them about Mark Force, or he told Variety Jones about Mark Force. So before that news was public, Variety Jones supposedly got that information from this guy. And this, or gal, or whoever it is, this corrupt agent, we don't know who this person is. And Variety Jones says he was threatening you, Lynn. I don't know if you heard about this. I presume you did. Threatening your family. It was, the idea is that Ross, the agent, believes Ross may have a code to a wallet that he once opened, and he was going to, you know, get some kind of a cell phone into Ross's prison cell where he would then abduct you, Lynn, and hold you at knife point or something until Ross coughs up the code. And Variety Jones was supposedly involved in this because Variety, the corrupt agent, believed that Variety had this password. Maybe he also had the password in addition to Ross. And it's just this crazy story that, why? I mean, it's not unbelievable given the amount of corruption that we've seen thus far, given the fact that two of the agents who investigated Ross are now behind bars in prison on felony charges. They pled guilty. They didn't bother going to trial because they were guilty. You know, they definitely did it. And then you got this other allegation. Anyway, Variety Jones was trying to get arrested so he could tell the feds about this story, and they were ignoring him for the longest time. And so now he finally is in their custody. And I haven't heard any updates on that case. So we don't know how deep this corruption goes, but it certainly seems a lot deeper, perhaps, than what has already been revealed. And so the fact that there are corrupt agents involved in this should invalidate a lot of the evidence that was collected against Ross. At the very minimum, should overturn the case and allow for another trial. Obviously, we'd all prefer to just see it overturned and then set him free. But at the minimum, it's likely that if they are convinced, if the appeals court is convinced that this was a bad trial, that they would probably try him again. What do you think, Lynn? What's the likely outcome? I mean, I don't know if you want to speculate here on what you think might happen.
Well, I mean, there's a lot. We don't know the depth of the corruption, partly
right.
because the government isn't revealing it. And when Forrest and Bridges were arrested, there's tons and tons of emails that were encrypted. They didn't make it part of the plea to turn over the key to decrypt them.
You mean their emails, the corrupt
yes.
agents' emails?
Yes.
Okay.
In addition, there's a lot of money unaccounted for. You can't account it from what was on Silk Road or Ross's laptop. It's millions of dollars. And
millions is unaccounted for?
Yes.
What are you saying? Okay.
That's interesting,
mm-hmm.
especially because Bridges was taking off. Usually you don't do that unless you have, you know,
something
some money
to live off
it.
Of.
And I think it's just personally, obviously, it's very possible, if nothing else, that there were other agents involved. And the government's hiding something. I don't know what it is. I'm not saying but it's like a lot is hidden and sealed and not decrypted. And why?
And there's a lot of evidence. At least circumstantial evidence to show that someone other than Ross was the Dread Pirate Roberts for a period of time. So that person could have also taken some of the Bitcoin, and that person could have, who knows, given some money to another corrupt agent, and they're just not revealing it because they know that it's not connected to Ross. There was actually one of the agents that testified that they thought that it was Mark Karpeles from Mt. Gox, and then a full two days later, is when the judge said, jury, strike that from your memory.
Yeah, I think it was three because it was a long weekend. But the real outrage about this is that the fact that there were these corrupt agents was not being... The jury wasn't allowed to hear it.
That's right.
That's the real outrage. This is suppressed evidence, and it's totally in violation of the Brady Rule, which says you cannot keep secret evidence that's favorable to a defendant. And
exculpatory evidence.
Exculpatory evidence. And the big reason that the government said they couldn't reveal it was, well, that'll jeopardize our investigation. We can't let that be known. And what
then
ended up happening was
the trial.
They knew... It was bogus. The agents knew they were under investigation for months. They had been interviewed
right.
by law enforcement. It was a complete lie. And the judge allowed it.
The government lying to us?
I know. It's shocking.
That never happened. Can you stick with us here on Free Talk Live? Lynn Ulbricht is with us here. Coming up, you're going to be launching. Well, you launched a new website, freeross.org. Same URL, but new look. And so people should go and check that out. But there's going to be a new fundraiser that you're putting together. I definitely want to talk about that with you. And we'll continue. If you've got a question for Lynn Ulbricht, she's on the line with us, or she's in the studio with us. You could be on the line with us. 855-450-FREE.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here. You can dial toll free 855-450-FREE. If you've got a question for Lynn Ulbricht, we can get you on. If you don't have a question for Lynn, then hang on. We'll do our best to get to you before the show wraps up tonight here at 10 o'clock at night Eastern Time. So we still may have time for you. 855-450-3733. Our website, freetalklive.com. And if you're getting online and you're not protecting your privacy, then why not? I mean, we've got Edward Snowden speaking this weekend here at the Liberty Forum. This is a guy who knows a thing or two about privacy, and I know he's recommended PGP. And another great privacy provision that you might want to consider is a virtual private network, specifically ProXPN. They can give you your privacy back. They offer OpenVPN, which is the gold standard of network encryption, apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android. If you're a Linux user, they've got support for you as well. They encrypt your data from your computer or mobile device, and they got servers all around the globe. If you're a Windows user, ask ProXPN about changing your DNS settings for even greater anonymity. They accept credit card and even Bitcoin. If you use code FTL50, you can get 50% off of the regular monthly price for the lifetime of an annual account. It can end up being cheaper per month than a good cup of coffee. Use the internet the way it was meant to be used. Go to proxpn.com right now and use code FTL50 to take back the privacy that is your right. We're talking about Ross Ulbricht. That's your son, Lynn. He is in federal prison in New York State. for life, according to a judge that sentenced him to the maximum possible sentence that he could receive. She said she wanted to send a message, which, of course, is the most common thing you hear from judges who are cracking down on people. And it doesn't look like the message has resonated in the world with well over a dozen sites now that are basically copies of what Ross created with the Silk Road. For those that don't know, the Silk Road was the first underground marketplace that you could access on the internet, and it became very infamous very quickly, and the feds and international police agencies were working together to try to bust whoever the operator was. And we know that the creator was Ross Ulbricht. He says that it was someone else who was operating it for a period of time, but all of that didn't end up coming out at trial because of a corrupt judge and corrupt, you know, prosecution and ridiculous nonsense that went on there. But we've been following the case in quite a bit of detail here on Free Talk Live, and of course encourage our listeners to go and support Ross at freeross.org, because I think it's important to point out Ross is a hero. He did something that brought more peace to the world. He did something that created more safety, more harm reduction from the use of drugs, because we know people will use drugs. Despite all of the propaganda out there about how bad they supposedly are, we know people are going to use them, so why not use them safely? Ross was able to create more harm reduction to help people get educated about the drugs that they were going to use, and most importantly, help them acquire the drugs that they were actually hoping to purchase. The black market is notorious for selling things that are not actually what are being sold. So if you're a classic example, if you're in a club and someone wants to sell ecstasy to you, look out, because it probably isn't what the person is saying that it is. There's a darn good chance it's not. Through the Silk Road, however, and these other sites that are now very much similar to the Silk Road that have risen up in the absence of the Silk Road, you will likely get the real deal. You will really get MDMA, and you can, you know, leave bad feedback if you don't. Unlike the real world, or, you know, the drug dealers on the streets, you know, if you try to talk bad about them, they might have you bumped off or something like that. So it's a huge change for the marketplace, and he literally has saved people's lives. And of course, you know, no good deed goes unpunished, apparently, and now he's facing again life in prison. There's an appeal that's working its way through the system. I don't know if I got to ask you the question, or at least I think I didn't get the answer. What's the next date? Is there a date that's been set, Lynn, for Ross's appeal? Do we know of when arguments are going to be due or made, or an appearance of some sort?
Well, the next step is for the government to reply to the very excellent, powerful appeal that Ross's lawyers filed. By the way, it's 2.5 times the length of an average appeal. They
really
had to submit a motion to have the court accept it. And they said they could have put in a whole lot more, but they just weren't allowed the room. It's a very powerful appeal. It's not only defending Ross. It's really defending all of Americans' protections because the Constitution was repeatedly violated in that trial. So in any case, the government gets a chance to rebut that. I'm not exactly sure of the exact deadline, and they can also ask for an extension.
Okay.
And then after that, the defense gets to reply to them. And that's the last word there. And after that, it could be as late as into 2017 before the judges rule on that.
So do they not appear in an actual courtroom?
They can.
For the appeal? They can. Only if the judges ask for it?
The
defense and the prosecution.
So you're talking about
they
people.
Can have oral arguments, and that's, yeah.
But that's pretty much my understanding of the way the federal court system works is it's basically up to the judge to determine if there's oral arguments on appeal.
Yeah, they request oral arguments if they want them.
Got it. Would Ross even be able to be there for that if that happens?
He's
so it's
not
just
there.
The attorneys.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, the public can come.
Okay, well, that's good to know. But it's always nice to get
I'll
out of jail for a day.
I mean, I know. It's
nice.
A break.
If you're in jail and you can take a ride to the court, you know, the court's not a nice place to visit generally, but it's somewhere else. And
you get to
nice.
Look out the windows
exactly.
anyway on the way.
Does he have a window cell? Or where, what's he staying in?
Well, he just got moved.
Right. And have you talked to him yet since he was moved?
Yes, okay. I have. He, I know the other place had windows. They're, you know, barred and everything.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know about this one. I... I'm not sure if it has Windows.
How's he handling it? I mean, obviously, it's not easy to be in custody of any agency, and the federal prisons are supposedly some of the worst in certain circumstances. Is he in maximum security? What's his situation?
No, he's in both cases, they're transitional facilities, actually.
So they haven't chosen his home, so to speak?
No, actually, we asked them to let him stay in New York so he could help with the appeal, and they did grant that.
Okay, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the places are not as good as, I guess, don't have as much enrichment, you know, and outside time and that sort of thing as regular prisons, but, yeah.
But he does get outside?
Well, not much. The one he's in now that's been sent to, he'll get outside. Well, outside means a half wall.
A yard,
wall.
A fenced in yard.
No,
oh, really?
Not even a yard.
Oh,
it's
wow.
In Brooklyn. A half wall and then chain link on the rest of the wall.
Yeah, that's technically
that's fresh air.
Outside because you get the fresh air. Right. There's
and sunshine.
A certain amount of space. The prison that I worked at 16 years ago, that was their outside,
right,
was just a large basketball area that had one of these. It was like a three-quarter wall, but it just had enough
that's
rated
what it's like
stuff
in, Keene
to where it was considered outside because you're getting sunshine and fresh air.
And Ross is such a nature boy. He loves out being outside, and it breaks my heart that he hasn't seen nature in 2.5 years. But
it's tragic. And our listeners who want to contribute should go to freeross.org. Tell me briefly about the fundraiser that you're putting together.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're going to launch it here at Liberty Forum. I'm going to formally announce it at the talk I'm giving on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. So this
basically,
is a scoop. So we're scooping
scoop.
The Liberty Forum.
Basically, Ross came up with the idea. He was inspired by a dream, actually, and he is actually a quite good artist, and it's based on a drawing he did called The Trial I Saw, and it's the trial through Ross's eyes. And the way it's working is the drawing is initially just has a grid on top of solid color, and if the it costs a dollar. It costs a dollar to click on a square of the grid, and that's revealed.
Oh.
And so we're encouraging people, you know, see this. It's like a jigsaw puzzle in a way.
Neat.
You know, you kind of, this picture grows as people participate. And a really cool thing is that Roberts & Roberts has decided, they were so intrigued by the idea, they said, okay, I'm going to allocate for 21 squares a gram of gold each. And so whoever picks the lucky square also gets the prize of a gram of gold. And
whoa.
So that'll make it kind of fun. And
how many squares are there?
9,000.
Okay. All right. Cool.
So don't put a dent in our bill.
So is it every 21 squares there's 1 gram of gold? Or what?
Oh, no, they're random.
There are 21 out of the 9,000 squares.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
But it'll be a lot of fun, too, and
and one can go as of, what, this weekend? When does this actually officially launch?
Our good friend Derek Slopey, who's in charge of the technical.
Maybe Derek wants to come up and talk about it.
Well, he's been so helpful and generous with his time to help us.
And two of you, Lynn. Thanks for coming on Free Talk Live here tonight.
Oh, my privilege. Thank you
really
so much.
Really appreciate it. And I'm sure you'll keep in touch with us about the latest on Ross Ulbricht. And we'll continue here live from the Liberty Forum. Free Ross
Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's tanks powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum with a wonderful audience who's joined us here for our first episode. Thank you guys so much for being here. Yes, I do appreciate the fact that you took your time out when there are other things going on. You could be listening to a politician, but you chose to come and see us, so thank you for that. Hopefully, I think we will probably will hopefully be more entertaining. We're certainly talking about some important stuff here tonight, including Ross Ulbricht and his appeal, the creator, the founder of Silk Road, the underground marketplace that has since, in its after the feds took the Silk Road down, the judge was saying, we're sending a message, we're sending you to prison forever.
And it was based largely on lies about Ross.
That's right.
And charges that were never actually filed against Ross that, as far as I am concerned, Ross never did the things that they're alleging. Even if they do wind up, you know, issuing the charge, I will still not be convinced that it was Ross that did what was alleged, the murder for hire.
Mm-hmm.
And based on...
Which he's not been convicted or charged
for. He's not been charged or convicted. It's one of these unfiled charges.
But yet they were able to bring it up and basically libel him with that.
Right. And I'm not saying that there was not a murder for hire. I'm saying that I'm convinced it was not Ross that did it.
Mm-hmm.
That...
Because he says he gave up the site to someone else.
Right. And I'm also further convinced that whoever was Dread Pirate Roberts at the time was coerced into agreeing to this alleged murder for hire. That it was not Dread Pirate Roberts who instituted or initiated the conversation about the murder for hire. It was the federal agent. And we know that it was the federal agent based on the chat logs that initiated the conversation.
Yep. And we also know the federal agents are corrupt because a couple of them are now in prison for corruption in their investigation of that trial. So it's just a really messy situation. But thankfully, there are people on the outside who care about Ross beyond just his family and have assisted Lynn, who we just had on a few moments ago, with helping do fundraising efforts at freeross.org, which, of course, you can go and contribute to the appeal fundraiser anytime you want. But there's a new fundraiser that has been put together called The Trial I Saw, which is artwork created by Ross Ulbricht. And what Lynn was describing, and we now actually have Derek Slopey in the studio with us here. Derek, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Ian.
You are visiting us from Maine, I believe.
I am, yeah.
And you're a programmer extraordinaire. You're the creator of Fiend Phone. Listeners of the Freedom Fiends program are very familiar.
Fiend Phone
with
rules.
Fiend Phone, which is a low-delay audio program for the Internet, and it works great. But you've also apparently programmed from scratch this new Ross Ulbricht artwork fundraiser. How would you describe it for listeners out there in Radioland to visualize what this is?
It's pretty neat and unique. Lynn approached me with the idea, probably 6 months ago.
At Porkfest or somewhere close to
somewhere, sometime after Porkfest. Okay. We talked at Porkfest a little bit. It's an artwork that's partially hidden, and you can uncover the pieces.
It reminds me of one of those things, I forget which game show it was, where they would have a picture and they would have squares and you would answer questions and it would remove one of the squares and reveal part of the photo. And the first person to correctly guess whatever the revealed photo was would wind up winning a prize. And that's what this reminds me of. Except, you know, you're not guessing what the photo is. You just get to wind up seeing it once people wind up buying all the squares.
Yeah. Lynn is going to speak about it on Monday, and we were going to release it then, but she just said that we can go ahead and give the URL out.
She did, which I'm super excited about. So we're there right now. Daryl and I both have it pulled up.
Just bought 20 squares.
Thanks.
It's awesome. It's art.freeross.org. So put the word art, A-R-T, dot in front of freeross.org. So art.freeross.org that pulls up this display. You can see there are a handful of 20-plus or so of these little squares of 9,000 total squares. You want to raise $1 per square. You click on the squares you want to reveal, and the idea is that whoever it is that can guess what the image is will win the actual artwork.
The artwork's going to be auctioned off. There's now a store. We've been working on the new Free Ross site, too, which is completely redone by Lynn's sister, Kim.
Excellent.
And there's a store there. That's going to be an auction for the actual artwork, and then we're going to be selling prints.
And I noticed something about these revealed squares is that it will show you who purchased if they input a name, and it will show you the message that they put.
Yeah, you can hover over each square and see if somebody put in a message, and they can optionally put their name in and have that there. So that'll be kind of fun. And I think some people have been drawing pictures, too, using the pixels.
Okay, so
you might see a T there right now.
They're revealing the picture, and people can get prints of this artwork. So there will be a way, so it's not just one print that's going to go out there. It's anyone who wants to order it once it's revealed? Is that
right? Yeah, prints will be available. After the artwork's been completely revealed, there'll be prints available in the store. And going to auction the original off on the website as well.
I'm glad I understand it now. Okay, so once it's revealed, the original print will be auctioned, which Ross drew based on his court experience.
He drew in prison.
Obviously you've seen it as the programmer.
I've seen the image.
It would be very difficult for the programmer to have not seen the image that he has hidden that is being revealed one by one, you know,
one square
pixel by pixel. It's basically a pixel by a pixel.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. It's an awesome drawing.
Cool.
It's well worth
it. Can you tell us, is it like a pencil drawing, an oil painting?
Well, imagine what a person could do in prison. I mean, it was drawn
in prison. So he drew it
in prison,
not in court. It was drawn from a dream that he had while in prison.
An experience.
The experience.
The idea was a dream.
The dream came to him. The idea of this fundraiser came to him. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So art.freeross.org. You can go there. You can contribute to this via Bitcoin or PayPal.
Yes. Yeah. And it should be mentioned that we were talking just recently. Now, this is... If you're looking at this site right now, you're one of the first people to have looked at
That's
it.
Right.
And one of the issues that we kind of had is with PayPal, with Bitcoin, there's not really any transaction fees. You know, it's going to be a nickel to send to buy as many pictures as you want.
PayPal, you're looking at 70 cents out of
33 cents on a dollar for $1. So if you're going to use PayPal, please at least buy a couple.
Right, that makes sense.
Because the transaction fees are pretty big.
There's a 30 cent transaction fee on PayPal, and then 2.9% on top of that.
And if you don't want to click on little squares, you do have the option to where it will randomly select 10, 25, or 50 squares. And you can click, you know, any combination of those. So if you want 20 squares, click 10 twice.
Yeah. Yeah. And, I mean, reveal it tonight. Let's fly them up.
That'd be awesome. If we could, if that could happen before Lynn can even give her speech on Saturday.
Let's get Ross out of the can.
That'd be incredible. Thanks for putting the work in on this. I'm sure that Ross appreciates it and everybody else here does too. Derek Slopey, who's here now. How many of these have you attended?
This is my first Liberty Forum.
No way.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. It's usually way too cold in New England to come out.
You live in Maine.
I do live in Maine. Yeah. I think we've been to 4 pork fests, so I know just about everybody here. It seems, I mean, but we haven't made it down to Liberty Forum. We're usually snowed in at this time, and it's been 40, 50 degrees in Maine through January. So
now you'll get to see snowed in instead of being snowed in at this point.
That's cute.
And Derek does a lot of really good libertarian sort of activist projects. Isn't the right term, but. Coding of things for various activists. So you did the Fiend Phone that's used by the Freedom Fiends show.
I host Freedom's Phoenix and some other Liberty Webs, Bitcoin.bombs.
And you also, a couple years ago, did the slot machine at
PorkFest. Yeah, the voting machine at PorkFest, which we just decided will be returning. Tim Fry from Roberts actually purchased that because he loved it so much.
Oh, wow, he is awesome.
We're going to ship it down to him. We just decided last week that we're going to bring it back. It's still sitting in my living
room. Describe this machine for listeners who have not experienced it.
It's the world's first coin-operated voting machine.
What does that mean? What do you do?
Well, we're bringing back the poll tax. So you put a quarter in the machine, you pull the lever to vote, and the results the results appear.
And it's completely random, like with the Diebold machine.
It's not random. It's predetermined.
Really?
It's very similar to real voting.
So the winners are predetermined because you can't win at the machine, right? Like it pays out.
Yeah, some people do get paybacks.
Yeah.
Just like with real voting.
So it's basically like
kickbacks.
So using this machine is kind of like gambling civil disobedience, isn't it?
Yeah.
Which is why it's more fun. It's more fun than voting because you're not doing civil disobedience while you vote, but when you use this voting machine. So it'll be back at PorkFest?
It'll be back at PorkFest, yeah. It's a converted slot machine.
I love it. It's great stuff.
And did you also have anything to do with the Metalith that Ernie brought a couple of years ago? There was the vending machine where he was selling gold, silver,
The original Metalith, no. That was a project of Don't Tread on Meme and Freedom's Phoenix. But last year we did a Bitcoin operating vending machine.
It was awesome.
Thanks.
And all kinds of cool stuff in it. But we're out of time for tonight. So, listeners, please go to art.freeross.org. That's art.freeross.org. And we'll see you tomorrow night from the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Thank you all.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order. Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.